I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger faces a libel suit from a woman who claims his campaign smeared her after she joined others in making groping charges against him before the recall vote in October. At the same time, the governor's aides say they have dropped plans to investigate other allegations of sexual misconduct against him. An investigation was promised when the claims first surfaced during that gubernatorial election campaign. Here to discuss these developments and to assess the governor's first few weeks in office is Dan Weintraub. He writes a political weblog for the Sacramento Bee. Dan, first, tell us about the woman who's suing the governor for libel and her allegations.
This is one of the last cases to surface just before the election. And after she accused the then candidate of lewd conduct, his campaign spokesman circulated an email urging the media to check her name against a Los Angeles court database and suggested that we would find interesting material there. Indeed, someone by that name had a long record of criminal conduct and convictions, and some media outlets ran with that, suggesting it was the woman who was leveling the accusations. Turned out to be a case of mistaken identity, and now the woman who leveled the accusations against Schwarzenegger is suing him and his press secretary for libel for that.
Well, the governor's office says it's going to defend that suit, first of all, but it also says that it is dropping this investigation that it said it was going to begin immediately after the election to look into these allegations of sexual misconduct. Why drop this thing now?
I think that was a loser for Schwarzenegger from the beginning, because nobody really understood what this private investigation was going to accomplish. If it found corroborating details, it was very unlikely that he was going to release that information. If it somehow cleared him of misconduct, nobody would have taken it seriously. So there was really little to be gained by anyone, especially the governor, from going forward with that. Now, as far as the women who are concerned, their cases are probably best addressed in a neutral forum, either the civil courts or, if someone thinks they have a case, the criminal process.
These stories aside, the governor's facing other problems, just trying to get a deal through that would allow him to manage the deficit that California faces. Where do things stand now?
He did get off to a fast start by rolling back the car tax, as he had promised, and repealing the controversial bill that gave illegal immigrants driver's licenses in California. But when he hit the budget, that's where the deadlock reappeared, as it has often in Sacramento. He's trying to refinance the state's carryover debt and add a new, he calls never again, spending limit into the Constitution so that we don't get ourselves into this fix in the future. The Democrats in the legislature have agreed with him on the bond measure, but opposed him on the spending cap, and they've hit a stalemate on that point.
Do you see any evidence that Governor Schwarzenegger is going to be able to get a deal because people are afraid of his political power and this connection that he seems to have established with voters?
I think that is definitely part of the equation, but I actually think his greater leverage is on the ballot measures. As he's pushing for a spending limit, the Democrats in the legislature have to know that they've got to compromise with him, because if they do not, he's capable of going to the voters and enacting something that's even stricter. So that's where they're keeping their eye on his ability to connect with the electorate.
Dan Weintraub, political blogger for the Sacramento Bee. Thanks, Dan, and we'll continue to follow this story through you.
Thank you.